And we want to welcome on our next guest, our first guest today, Chris Jastrzemski from College Cross. Chris, how are you this morning?
Ray, I am doing dandy after what happened yesterday with our Cuse boys down in Durham. Big win for the Orange.
So you were at the game?
Yes, I was. I'm actually one of the video coordinators for the team, so I traveled with the team for the past four seasons.
You know, that game yesterday, we'll start right there. I get the understanding that that's what everyone, all the Orange faithful have been hoping for and praying for. Chris mentioned it earlier here, my co-host. For the last couple years, they finally got what they've been asking for. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think this is a much needed win for the Orange. They were, a lot of people said they're young. They are young. They're inexperienced, and I think after seven games now, you can take away that inexperience because a lot of these guys, especially the freshmen and sophomores, are playing, and they have game experience. Brendan Curry had a nice day. He's been a very good midfielder for the past two games, playing the first midfield with two goals, one assist. Steven Reifus had a very good game. A lot of people were expecting big things from him, and as we saw with Duke yesterday, two goals, three assists. Brandon Bomberry with four goals. A lot of this offense got going, and that was something that was some kind of weakness for the Orange for the past few games, especially with Hopkins and Albany and those blowout games. Now the key is, can they stay consistent? Because they've had some those blowout losses. They've had tight wins. Can they stay consistent? Can they even win more games more than one goal? They have Notre Dame on Saturday. That will be a big test in the Carrier Dome.
So for those of you who don't know, Syracuse defeated Duke by a score of 15-14. And if you don't know, shame on you. You could go to College Cross and get instantly up to date on all of the lacrosse activity. So, Chris, tell me, give me a brief history of your activity and College Cross, how it started and where it is today.
So it actually started back in 2010 with a former Syracuse lacrosse manager. I actually didn't really find that out until last year when I delved into the past of our site. Then a few years after that, a guy by the name of Poya Suksa, who went to Syracuse, went to Newhouse, became the league manager, and then we had a little bit of a lull after the 2014 season or 2015 season. We actually had no content up for like 6 or 7 months after the Final Four ended. And then that's when one of our league managers, Safe Ficado, who's a Hopkins guy, took over. He brought me in. I was doing a lot of Philly stuff, and then all of a sudden he liked what I did and decided that he wants to bring me on as a full-time manager of the site. So it's right now me and him and our other guy, Ryan McDonald, doing podcasts. And pretty much what we do is basic linked-up prospectus. We have one up right now recapping the games yesterday and previewing the two games today. And podcasts and a lot of other live streams and a bunch of other articles. So it's another site where, you know, we're not giving a lot of analysis. We're just fans of the game pretty much.
You know, that's similar to what I started down here a few years ago with Lax 904. It started because people were asking me a lot of questions, and it was conversations that I was having with my friends, and we just decided to share it and give people a place to go. You know, as you're tooling around the internet looking for lacrosse information, you know, the more perspectives, the better. As far as this 2018 season so far, what's jumped out and surprised you? And I'd like to get your thoughts on what you expect to see as the playoffs loom.
I think the biggest thing that's been surprising has been the amount of upsets and amount of parity there is in college cross. I mean, this has been a big topic for the past few years, but especially this year, we see a lot of programs, Georgetown, who we thought were going to be really good, and then all of a sudden they lost two straight with Marquette in overtime on Saturday. You guys over at Jacksonville, 4-4 and three or four losses come against ranked teams all by one goal. So that's nothing to be ashamed of, and especially probably leading the best team in the SoCon with Air Force's all shenanigans and whatnot. But you have teams like St. John's coming back with a 6-2 record. You have the Patriot League, which is God knows what it is, because Lehigh and Loyola and Army all lost Saturday. So we were thinking maybe that could be a two-bid league, and that's now probably a one-bid league. And you see all these teams from, 20 to 50 all in, a similar kind of, tier. You don't really have one team standing out, and especially with Duke losing yesterday, we thought they were a top-three team. Maybe they're not. Maryland at Albany had a duel a few weeks ago. They look like a perennial Final Four matchup.
It's one of those years where you just feel for the guys trying to do the rankings because, well, we beat them, but they beat them. You think of, you know, Colgate beat Army yesterday. When Colgate defeated Cornell, you thought, okay, maybe Cornell's down this year, and then Cornell looks like world beaters right now. So anyone trying to put a poll together, it's you might as well just throw the dartboard at the wall.
Oh, yeah, imagine us doing our College Cross Top 20s on a Sunday night, just figure out where Hopkins should be appropriately ranked or where Syracuse should be, because all these teams are inconsistent. A lot of these teams are inconsistent. You have teams that lose surprising games and you think you should win, and then that bottom five is just randomly pick a number and, all right, we'll put them there.
So, Chris, on College Cross, what are your plans? How often do you have podcasts, and what can people expect to see as the season goes to the last third of the season?
So we have a few podcasts. I have my own bi-weekly one called Across College Lacrosse, and you can subscribe to all of our podcasts on iTunes, mine on SoundCloud. And then the weekly one, the College Crosscast, which is me and Safe and Ryan discussing the whole weekly topic. It's a little long. It's like about an hour, hour and a half. So if you like long podcasts, you can do that. Mine is about 40 minutes an episode. So we'll have that. We'll have a lot of prospectuses. If news breaks, we've actually started to go into the news breaking business, which is a big moment for our site. And then we'll have definitely a lot of conference tournament breakdowns, bracketologies, and a few other fun posts here and there. We're actually experimenting live commentaries of games. We're doing an experiment on Saturday with the Maryland-North Carolina game while watching our favorite police show live, PD on A&E, before that. Wow. And I actually did the last three quarters on our Facebook page, so like us there. And maybe we do that again. We will definitely do a live pod for the Selection Sunday show, which was exciting and really interesting. We got a lot of intriguing moments, especially with me right outside the Syracuse locker room. So we'll have a bunch of content coming up for the next 2 months.
Well, Chris, I appreciate you joining us today. And the reason I wanted to have you on is because I'm a big fan of the site and following you guys on Twitter. Like what you're doing, and I wanted to share that with our audience. So thanks for joining us today. Enjoy today's games, and hopefully we can catch up down the road.
Yeah, right. Maybe you might be a future guest on one of my podcasts.
I'd be honored.
Yeah, if you can touch.
All right. That was Chris Jastrzemski from College Cross, at College Cross on Twitter. And I will throw out and retweet his Twitter handle because I don't want to try to spell it right now. But it's Chris Jastrzemski from College Cross.